Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Managing Madrid podcast. This is the Castilla Corner. And my name is Ruben. And today I am joined by Ridium. How are you doing, Ridium?
I'm okay. I'm a bit sleep deprived. I woke up at 5:30, which is
really
usually the time I sleep at. So, I mean, it's pretty, yeah, I'm pretty tired, but you know what? It's a Wednesday. It's Wednesday or Tuesday? Tuesday edition of Castilla Corner, which is a very rare thing. So, yeah.
Yes, it's rare. And of course, podcast being prioritized over sleep, so which means that you're a true professional. So
I try my best.
Yeah. All right. So yes, you said it's a Tuesday. It's not been a Castilla game since we last spoke. It's not even been a Juvenil A game since the last time we spoke. But you had the idea that we should do a podcast anyway. So why don't you tell the listeners, what is the idea behind this episode?
So basically, I was like on Twitter yesterday and I looked up, like I saw some tweets from various sources that Real Madrid are not going to trigger Vinicius Tobias's release clause, which is 10 million euros, I believe.
Mm.
And I was pretty shocked, if I'm honest, because I think Vinicius Tobias was doing well, and when he's played, he's done well enough to at least warrant the move to become permanent.
Mm.
But I guess the club doesn't think the same as me. So yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about this evening.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm surprised as well. In one way, I'm surprised. In another way, I'm like, I guess it should be expected when, you know, given his situation, because as we've mentioned, he has actually fallen out of the starting lineup during the last few games, maybe the last 5 or 6 or something after he returned from injury. Just a small injury, by the way. It wasn't a long-term injury. So if it was a long-term injury, I would have expected it to, you know, a player to not get rushed back, but it wasn't that kind of injury. As far as I understood it. So it seems like it's just been dropped. And I have got a lot of questions about this. But let's start by having a little evaluation of him as a player. And then, you know, try to consider why has Raul dropped him now? And why has the club decided to not... not sign him. By the way, this is not official, but we rarely get news on Castilla in this way. So, yeah, let's just assume it's true. What is your assessment of Vinicius Tobias so far?
Yeah, I was just going to say, even Fabrizio Romano has said it that he's going to leave the team. He's not going to be, it's not going to be a permanent move. So I think it's pretty much confirmed that he's leaving. I think Vinicius Ovejes has done enough to warrant a starting spot in Castilla. I won't say the first team, because obviously he's not been that great, but for Castilla specifically, I think he's been decent. I think the issues that everyone had with Vinicius Tobias at the start of the season, which were related to his defending, I think they've all vanished because he's been pretty good defensively, as we talked about in previous podcasts. But I think the reason why Raul doesn't want him to be in the 11, I'm not really sure, but it must be something. Either it could actually be his attack, offensive attributes. I think he's okay. He's really fast, but I think offensively he hasn't provided that much to Castilla. And as a wing back, I mean, you are very much involved in the attack, right? So I think that's one reason why Raul prefers someone like Peter. But also, I think it's also his injury record, because he's getting injured quite a bit, right? So I think that's one of the reasons why the club was like, you know what, maybe if he's getting injured this many times when he's 18 years old, maybe it will even, get worse as he gets older. So maybe that's also why they didn't think it was good enough to, trigger that clause. But I mean, I think it was worth a shot because it's not that much money, in my opinion. And yeah, I mean, what do you think? I have a lot of thoughts. I'm going to slowly delve into them. Yeah.
First of all, he hasn't been that much injured, has he?
No, I mean, he's not been that, he's not been out for long-term injuries, but there's been a lot of short-term injuries that came out from, two games, three games. I'm not saying it's been long-term or anything like that, but yeah.
Yeah, I see. And also think the position argument is a very good one, because it's like a perfect arena for him to showcase himself, actually, in many ways. He's playing in one of the best Castilla sides of, I can say, of all time, but it's a great Castilla side, and not only playing with Arribas and all these players who can feed him, he can go on runs and he will get the ball, but he also has Alvaro Rodriguez to aim at in the box with his crosses. That should have been a good link for Castilla, that Vinicius Tobias going on overlap or just running in behind and hitting across against Alvaro hasn't happened enough. And I think that's a good argument that he's been allowed to play such a high position, but it hasn't turned into assists and goals. Other players are able to do it. For example, Obrador on the other side, he's been very good. So I think I asked you the question a few podcasts back, whether we would look differently on Vinicius Tobias if he was Brazilian. Maybe the question could also be asked about Obrador. If he was Brazilian, maybe we would be over the moon about his performances. So
I'm still over the moon about it, because I think Obrador is really, really good. I truly believe he's he has the potential to be a top level, a first division fullback. And I think, I mean, he has a high ceiling and he's doing really well with Castilla. So.
I also think it's interesting that you actually, when you talk about the reasons why the club will not look to sign him, is that the problem is attacking. And, because we haven't seen him been put in many, I haven't seen him been in much trouble defensively. And that could again be because he's playing such a nice role, high up the pitch, three center backs. If he storms up, positionally makes a mistake, then Castilla could still be four at the back with the then Alvaro Carrillo moving out to the right and Obrador, you know, then being a normal left back. So it's a very nice, it's a perfect position for him. And maybe Raul is seeing something in training that we are not seeing. That could also be.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that because there could be something that we don't even know what's happening. There could be like an attitude issue. We don't know, but because I mean, I think that whenever he has played, he's been decent. Like he hasn't been groundbreakingly good, but like he hasn't been terrible. Mm. Like not bad. I don't think I'd play Peter as a fullback over an actual fullback in Vinicius Tobias. That's what I would say.
For sure.
Yeah, and even if he's kind of limited offensively as of now, he still has the potential. And I think it's also some, I think there is a training issue. There's something related. There's something behind the scenes that we don't know. It could be because, I mean, the price point actually is like, it's not that much. And there's one more thing that I would want, if, unless you have any thoughts about this right now.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's the like we've talked about Vinicius Tobias, we've talked about Raul. I think it's time we talk about the club in general, because we have not signed a single right back in I don't know how long, because Madrid believe that Carvajal is the present and Vinicius Tobias is the future. We were offered Cancelo in the winter transfer window. We didn't sign him because we believed in Vinicius Tobias. And in literally 4 months, we are now not even signing him. I think that's just really bad squad planning, don't you think?
Yeah, I just think that we also need to consider that Vinicius Tobias was actually, I'm not just going to say poor in the beginning, but he has become much better. He has become much better. And I thought that in the beginning, he looked quite weak defensively. He was, and maybe I would have to go back because I haven't thought about it. Maybe, could it be that we were playing more for man back line back then? It would be interesting to go back and see. But I remember him being much worse. And then just gradually becoming better and better, and for me now he's like a solid fullback, I would say. That's also something to take into consideration. He's just 19 years old. This was a new country for him and everything. So I think it's weird. I by the way, the price mentioned is 10 million. I don't know when it suddenly became 10, because I'm 99% sure that Fabrizio Romano wrote that the price initially was 18 million. And if the price is 18, then I will start, you know, maybe thinking the same way as a club, that almost 20 million will be a bit much for a player. Yeah.
But what do you think about like the clubs, the higher ups, like what they've done and how they've planned the squad according to what they think Vinicius Tobias is capable of. And then they just stop believing in him a few months after that. And what do you think about that?
I'm always a bit careful to criticize the club for the lack of signings, because I mostly watch Real Madrid. I watch the first team, Castilla, sometimes the academy, and I watch other clubs as well in other leagues, but not enough that I can for sure be certain that we have missed out on this player and this player. And, you know, Pedro Porro, and, you know, I don't know enough about these other options. Cancelo, I've seen quite a bit of. He's 29. Doesn't seem like Bayern will trigger the clause. I think the club would have jumped on a signing if they had an opportunity in the market, which I haven't seen many of. And this is why this could be, I'm a bit afraid that this will be like the one who got away, Vinicius Tobias. I don't think it's that likely that he becomes world-class, but I don't think it's impossible either. I mean, he's got all of the skills to become a world-class fullback, because he's, as you mentioned, he's so quick. He can dribble. I remember seeing videos of him before he arrived, and his crossing was really good. He has shown it at times at Castilla as well. Hasn't you know he's not a bad player defensively. I just think he has what it takes to be a very good modern fullback. So I'm a bit afraid that he's gonna be the one that got away. But maybe you have other examples of Real Madrid not doing the right thing and not, you know, as you said, making the best options.
I mean, like obviously the right back market isn't as big as you would want it to be. I'm not saying that it's like, you know, it's there's an abundance of right backs available, and Madrid just didn't put like pick any of them. But they had their hopes. Like I would personally, I would have taken Cancelo. Even now, I would take Cancelo on a 3-year contract. I think he's really good offensively, and I think like the right side of this team needs an attacking minded fullback. And I think Cancelo with Rodrigo on the right would help the team a lot and would take some load off of the left side. But like, you know, I'm not just like okay, Cancelo left, but at the same time, I just you made some really good points about like why would Madrid even like not trigger the clause, because it's not like he's been, you know, like he hasn't had a Danilo type season. He's been okay. Like at the start of the season, I would have said that he's better offensively than he is defensively, but I think that's just like shifted. That's just the opposite right now. I think offensively he could use a bit of help. Defensively, he's improved quite a bit. And
I
I
guess
think
we maybe also are over, listen, we're kind of like talking a bit too much about this argument. I think this is something that could change our perception quite quickly, that you know his defending is, I think, just, I don't know, I think he should still, if someone came to me and asked for a description of him, I wouldn't like say he's a defensive fullback, if you know what I mean. I think the circumstances have made it out to be this way, and you know, I'm sorry for interrupting you, by the way. I'm going in complete
that's okay.
opposite
That's
direction,
fine.
so remember what you were saying. But I also think that playing as a wing back, this is not also something that needs to be mentioned, that playing as a wing back without a proper winger on your side, it's not so easy. You have to do a lot of things at the same time. You have to not go too far ahead because you will be caught out on the counter attack. You cannot be too, you know, defensive because you will not be able to reach, you know, et cetera. You know what I mean. So also, if you have a winger on your side, it's very easy. If the winger is cutting inside, you can go in the overlap and make an easy run there. So actually, it's also actually possible that this wing back system has hindered him offensively. It's not impossible. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with your points really. And I didn't like what I was saying. I wasn't insinuating that Vinicius de Bais is a defensive-minded fullback. I think he has the potential to be a really solid two-way fullback, and I think his like he has a potential to be a really good offensive fullback. He's just like underrated defensively, is what I tried to say. And offensively, like as you said, that you know, he doesn't have a winger on his side. Arribas usually plays centrally. We don't really have another winger there, and so it has a lot of like a lot of burden on Vinicius Tobias. But at the same time, like he I don't think he's done enough offensively as of late, but at the start of the season he was much better offensively. And I think I just don't understand like Madrid's decision, like signing. I'm not saying he's good enough for the first team, but just like, you know, not signing him. And at the same time, like it just doesn't really add up, because like
Let me
he's
ask you this. Will you sign him for
okay.
18 million if that is his price?
18 million is a bit too much, I think. 10 million is not that much, because that's what it says in the report, you know.
Yes. But
18 million, I think, is a bit.
yeah, because as I said, I think I'm 99% sure that it was 18 million initially reported. That could have been wrong, and maybe 10 million. 10 million seems more right, so So yeah.
I also remember it being 18 million, but I guess, I mean, every single report right now is saying 10 million. So, I mean, I think 10 million for Vinicius Tobias is okay. And yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, it's just, it's a weird decision by the club.
Yeah. Another thing I want to mention is that because I've followed Castilla so long now, it's actually, I guess it's been over 10 years because I was just realizing it as I was talking, because the point I was going to bring up was that another player, very good example of someone who did not really impress that much at Castilla and then went on to become a legend of the club, Casemiro. Casemiro was not that good at Castilla. He played like, the club signed him on a 6-month loan first. He played only for Castilla. I think he made his debut with Mourinho, but he was not that impressive. I remember thinking like, I remember liking Fabinho more, for example. I guess he played right back at the time, but so I mean, I guess that's not a good excuse to sign someone that another player who was not good then turned out to be a legend. I mean, it's not like that's going to happen with every player that's not super impressive, but my point is, it's more like following up on what I said earlier, that players, they develop, not the development is not linear. He will have his ups and downs. So one thing I'm also curious about is what came first, because he was benched a few games ago. And then he started like one game in the last 5 or 6 or something. But did Raul bench him because he was not good enough? Or did he get benched because Raul found out that he doesn't have a future at the club? Real Madrid does not want to sign him, and therefore we will prioritize our own players. Is that an option, or is that not as likely?
I mean, I would probably say it's Raul, because it's been a few weeks since we've seen Vinicius getting benched. Like, even before this, like, 4-week, like, this last month where he's been benched, I think he was benched quite a bit before as well. In April, I think he was being benched as well. I think it's more about Raul being, you know what, I don't like him that much. I don't see him fitting in my system as well as others, so I just put him on the bench and I'll play him sometimes to see if it improves. But I think it's more Raul than the club, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is just be speculation, of course, but I was just thinking that maybe if I think sometimes maybe the club will tell the coach that, you know, this guy is not going to be here next season, we would rather see you prioritize someone who we will actually increase the value of, or something. If it's close, you know, if you think it's 50-50, or you know, you could play our guy. But I don't think that's very likely. I think it's more likely, as you said, that Raul decided that he maybe is not good enough anymore. But it's kind of weird that it suddenly happened. I would also question, could it be the personality? Could it be an attitude thing? Raul has benched quite a few very talented players now. He has actually, I'm not going to say it's bad for talent development, because I 100% believe that having the right attitude, right mentality is part of being a good talent. But Raul has benched quite a few promising players now. Vinicius Tobias, Iker Bravo. We also signed Alvaro Leiva, for example. I thought he was very promising. He has barely played anything at all. I guess the mentality is one of the most important parts, but I just don't get Raul always, you know? He just drops players without any explanation.
I think it's also because no one really asks. Like, I think if he was the first team coach and he dropped players that often, I think he would be, you know, he would be questioned, why are you dropping them?
Yeah.
With Castilla, I don't think that's, like, they don't do presses and stuff like that, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
We just don't know much about Castilla. It's pretty sad, actually. We
cover Castilla. He actually does have some press conference here and there, but I don't know when and why he sometimes has them and sometimes doesn't. But yeah, I guess. Okay, so now we talked a lot about, I feel like it's been a bit one-sided. Should we try to see it from the club side? If this is true, they're not triggering the clause. What could be like, should we try to look at it more from the club side? Why would they not sign him?
I mean, the only reason why I see them not signing him permanently is maybe because they don't think he's good enough for the first team. I mean, that's literally the only thing I can think of, I guess, because if he's not good enough for the first team, there's no point keeping him. I mean,
he could be sent on loan, of course.
Yeah, you could send him on loan and you could also, like, you know, give him one more season because, I mean, it's a new country. It's a new system. It's a new team. Mm. It's the first season of an 18-year-old. You didn't expect Vinicius to be the version of Vinicius right now. Vinicius Jr., not Tobias.
Yeah.
In his first season, right? You didn't because, I mean, I'm not saying Tobias is as good. I'm just saying, you know, it's his first season in a new country as a teenager. Could be tough. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I if I should look at it from the club's perspective, I guess 10 plus million, it's not nothing. I mean, it's a fee that is it's quite important for someone who has not been that great at such a low level. I think we need to remember also that the club has got, luckily, a lot of promising fullbacks, right backs coming up. So we have the two Jimenezes, David Jimenez, Alex Jimenez. We have the most promising of them all, Jesus Fortea. And it's a bit too early for him because he's just 15. I'm not sure when he will be 16 pretty soon, I guess. But he's already played for the under-19s with Arbeloa. And I'm sure he will play for Castilla in not so long. So that's also a good reason.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking because I don't watch Juvenil A enough. How much does Alex Jimenez play? Like, does he play for Juvenil A or does he play for like only a few games for Castilla?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like become he's only playing for Castilla. He's not playing for Juvenil A at all. He's like, he's when I say that, you will realize how little he actually has played because he's barely figured for Castilla. And
he's played seven games.
But he has not started seven games. I mean, he has probably started one or two, maybe. I'm not sure, but from the top of my head, that's what I would guess. So he is behind Peter Federico, he's behind Pablo Ramon, Vinicius Tobias, and he was another very good talent, which he just hasn't gotten the chance from Raul. And again, I feel like it's very easy to jump to the conclusion that it's always about mentality because Raul seems to care a lot about mentality, but it can't all be about mentality, man. It's got to be, some of these players have to be dropped because Raul just doesn't rate them as players. So
yeah.
Alex Jimenez, Alvaro Leiva, and all of these players, some of them maybe left out because of attitude problems, but surely not all of them.
Iker Bravo doesn't play. I mean, that could be an attitude problem. Yeah. What's his name? Noah Lopez doesn't play that much.
Yeah, Noah Lopez. He was also signed for, he was considered very promising at Deportivo. He was the La Perla del Depor or something it was called. Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a few of his. I didn't watch like full games, but I did watch some of his, like what he did at his previous club, and I actually liked him quite a bit. Mm. And he hasn't been that good here, but I think he's certainly done enough to play a couple more games.
We also haven't seen anything from Nakai. I think actually this could be the first time that we have brought him up in the podcast ever, because he's number 16. I don't know, man. He hasn't played at all. I think actually a lot of the listeners will have seen him, if they know it or not. That, but there was this clip of him. His full name is Takuhiro Nakai. Takuhiro Nakai, and he was in this clip with Marcelo. Marcelo came to the training of some youth team, and he asked who's the best or something like that, who best dribbler or whatever. And they pointed to him, and he was doing some crazy things with the ball. And so I was kind of looking forward to seeing him play. Anyway, just another example of someone who did not get the chance. So Raul, like Zidane, like Ancelotti, he has his clear favorites, but also his clear players who are just frozen out.
Yeah, and I think that it's happened. I don't think it's been talked about enough, but like, I think it happens quite a bit with Raul. Like he freezes out quite a few players. Like, it's fair enough that he doesn't like a few, because like you can't play every single player.
Yeah,
but I think it happens a bit more than I would have expected from Raul, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just a thought. Yeah, I mean, I still don't understand why they would, because let's, like, if you're looking at it from the club's point of view, the right backs that they do have, they're not playing that much right now either. Like, mm-hmm. Alex Jimenez, like we said, he hasn't played. I think his brother hasn't played. The right backs that we do play are not right backs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't understand why we just wouldn't keep, we wouldn't keep an actual right back who's been solid. He hasn't been like 10 out of 10 in every single game, but I think he's been like 6 to 7 out of 10, which is not bad for first season, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He certainly could be a lot better. And I think that if he wasn't improving even slightly next season, I would look to move him, maybe. Mm. But I think this is just a bit too soon, in my opinion.
I guess the problem is that we had him for 18 months now, and I guess the having him alone one more year is out of the question. I guess it's now about signing him for 10, 15, whatever, or letting him go.
No, I meant signing him and then like seeing how he develops. And if he doesn't play that well, we could just send him out on loan or something, because we did the same with Casemiro. We did the same with a few other players, and it worked.
Yeah, for me, this is a perfect example of something that is low risk and high reward. Exactly. I just feel like this is false perfect. I also feel when I'm talking about it that we are hyping him up a bit too much. There must be something that we haven't seen. But for me, it's a perfect example of low risk, high reward. If we do sign him, the chances of him becoming a fullback, given the current market, there are almost no good attacking fullbacks available. The chance of him being, like, in a couple of years, worth less than like 5 million, I would consider it very low. And I would say the chance of him, having a good season, going alone to like a club in, I don't know, the Netherlands, whatever, and having like 10 assists, and suddenly you have a player who... So even if you don't consider him good enough for your own club, maybe he could be like Chelsea are doing, just or have been doing for many years, just loaning players out for fun. And then if Chris was here, we would say that, yeah, there are new loan rules coming and everything. But yeah, I just low risk, high reward. That's how I see it.
I completely agree. And we're not even hyping him up that much. We are saying that he has a lot to improve on.
Yeah.
And we are also saying that he hasn't had the best season. But we're just saying he has potential. I think, yeah, as you said, low risk, high reward. And the club, I think, didn't see it that way, I guess.
I guess it's also about a little bit about, at least for me, a little desperation in my voice. Just having to watch Carvajal every week at the level he's at right now. And, I almost prefer Lucas Vazquez. That's how badly Carvajal is playing. So I just, when we finally found someone from the outside who is like exciting, promising, good dribbler, he has got all this skills, the skill set, the profile that we would want from our future fullback, and then we just let him go. It's just a bit disappointing. But and also, gotta say just one more time that this is not official, and I did not find the Fabrizio Romano report, by the way. So if you could send me,
it just got reported like 10, 15 minutes ago.
Okay, I'll just
link it to you right now.
Okay, nice. All right. Do you have anything else that that needs to be mentioned?
I mean, it's not Vinicius Tobias related, but every single person as of late has been talking about Nico Paz.
Yeah.
Cruz mentioned that he's one of the best young players he's played with at Madrid, like from the youth team. And he will also, according to Marca, he will travel with Madrid on the preseason tour. And yeah, I mean, he impressed Cruz. He apparently impressed Messi because he was training with him for Argentina. And yeah, everyone's like, apparently, like the minute Cruz talked about Nico Paz, every single news outlet has been talking about Nico Paz.
Yeah, I've seen that, and to be honest, I think he's been good, but he's taken the level quite quickly. I haven't seen that kind of potential. But I'm very open to having missed something. I think he looks like a good talent, but you know, the way he's been talked about is like he's been he's close to. To be a first team player, and yeah, I don't, maybe I have missed something.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen from Nico Paz this season, I've been really impressed. I watched some of his games for the Juvenil, and I think he was really good. For Castilla, he had a really good game where he started as a false nine when Arribas wasn't playing, I think. He scored a goal as well, and it was a really good performance. But after that, he's had a couple of like mid-tier performances, and I'm not saying that, you know, that has anything to do with anything that Cruz has said. I'm just saying, like, he's a youngster, he will improve, and I think he has the potential, but he also has some rough moments. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, for sure. By the way, before we end this, the last thing I found from Fabrizio Romano was that Vinicius Tobias, you know, when they Real Madrid decided not to sign Cancelo, he mentioned that Real Madrid wanted to keep the same squad and they trust Vinicius Tobias for the future. So something must have changed since February, if that's true. Yeah. Ancelotti apparently also said it. And here I've also found a tweet saying around 18 million will be the clause. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Thank you, Ridian, for the conversation. And thanks to everyone who listened. As always, until next time, a la Madrid.
A la Madrid.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.